Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were on page 10 in the middle of number 7, talking about the importance of the resurrection. Listen closely as we start there today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
The resurrection was just as important as the shedding of his blood for our sin. Listen as I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And in 1 Corinthians 15, I'm going to read from verses 12 through 20. And there we read this. He says, now Christ, if he be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? And if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. And your faith is also vain. That's why I always say, find out the preacher believes that there was a literal bodily resurrection, just not some spirit resurrection. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. Why? Because Jesus was 100% man and became our substitute. So he rose from the dead. He says, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. They're in hell, in other words. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. That's why Jesus had to become a man. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. So, that's why, again, he said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. This is why there's none under the name given among men under heaven whereby you must be saved, Acts 4:12. Jesus Christ is your only way and hope of salvation. He's the only way to be saved from your sin and its consequences, to be saved from hell. A reading of Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 23 may help to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Matter of fact, in 21 through 23 there, he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Well, what is that will? He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repent. So it's repenting from depending on yourself to turning to him as God and Savior. So you turn to him to save your soul. And so he says that many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And Jesus doesn't deny it. He just says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. You see, they were trying to work their way to heaven, and you can't do that. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. See, if you could earn your way to heaven, then it'd been foolish for God to send his only begotten Son into the world to die for us. It'd make Jesus, his work would be the work of a psychopath. But we needed a Savior. That's why we read in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so, my friend, believing that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, Lord, his deity, Jesus, his humanity, is risen from the dead, he died, paid your penalty in full, and rose from the dead, you can be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, his righteousness before God, with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So, you receive him as your Lord and Savior. Now, he's the head. You're surrendering your life to him. He's giving you everlasting life. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, we said there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Acts 17:30-31 says, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now, that is, now God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world. How? In righteousness, by that man whom he hath ordained. And who is that one? Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. That's by Jesus Christ. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He said that in Luke 13:3, and again in Luke 13:5. My friend, Jesus Christ is your only way to have everlasting life. It is only through Jesus Christ. Now, the questions on page 10 says, inspiration without preservation is meaningless, would be the answer. God is three divine persons and one divine essence. We call this the Trinity. That's letter A. Number 3, the Holy Spirit convicts of sin, of righteousness, and judgment to come. That's letter A, but also letter B, indwells the believer while teaching him the scriptures and guiding his life. Letter C points to Christ and testifies of him. So the answer is actually D, all the above. Okay, so now you have those, but you know what? Those are great things, but that's not all that's involved here, because now, remember, Satan? I mean, goodness gracious, Satan. He is a deceiver. He is a corrupter. I mean, he does everything that is wrong. And the one word that describes what Satan does is the word corrupt, C-O-R-R-U-P-T-S. And so that was question number 4. Number 5 was a true or false question. God created the heavens and then set up the evolutionary process. Well, that is completely false. Number 6, true or false, all men are on their way to hell until they receive Christ as Savior. That's true. Number 7, the resurrection of Christ is just as important for our salvation as is the shedding of his blood. That is also true. And that is it. Now, we have looked at this, and this is for new converts, new believers. But I wonder, my friend, do you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home? We've just given you many verses that tells you how to be saved. I hope that you would take those things to heart, that you might call upon the Lord to save your soul. Are you sure that if you die today that heaven's your home? If not, then my friend, what must you do to be saved? First of all, you must admit you're a sinner. And admitting you're a sinner, what you're admitting is that you deserve to go to hell. The wages of sin. Didn't say wages of a big sin. Wages is what we have coming. The wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. That's what we burn. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's pretty grim news, but that's only half Romans 6:23. For the second half says, but the gift, not what we earn, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. But as all gifts, they have to be received. And so, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Believing that he died for you on the cross, paying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, that he was buried and rose from the dead bodily. Believing he was God come in the flesh, the virgin-born Son of God, believing that he died for you, he says that if you'd call upon him, believing that his righteousness will make you accepted before God, then he says, call upon him and he'll save. And my friend, if you're not sure if you died today that heaven's your home, but you're willing for him to come in and be your Lord and God, you want him to be your Savior, then take him at his word and ask. I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I formed would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you would mean it, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for all my sin, for all time, and died for me. I believe he was buried, and 3 days later he rose up from the dead bodily. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. And my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? You can email us through the website or announcer gets you here in a few minutes, or you can just simply mail us at the physical address that he gives you. Let me encourage you to use this Building Blocks booklet to help new believers, maybe to have a family altar, but use it in your home. And I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And join us for the next chapter starting on page 11 of the building block that we have called Eternal Truth. Eternal Truth. Hey, I'll see you next time.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for